This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idsty. The leader of the Red Mosque in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, was killed today as troops raided the compound. For the past week, Pakistani forces and Islamist militants at the mosque were locked in a bloody standoff. At least 50 people were killed in today's fighting alone. Joining us from Islamabad to talk about the situation is Griff Woody of The Washington Post. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Now that the leading cleric, Abdul Rashid Ghazi, has been killed, does this mean that this siege is over?
I don't think so. This is a siege that has been going on now since 4 o'clock in the morning here. It's now about 7 in the evening. And apparently there are still significant sections of the mosque compound that have not been taken by security forces. There are places where militants are still holed up, and they are still offering extremely fierce resistance to the commandos that have tried to raid the mosque.
And it's my understanding that there are still women and children in the compound.
That's right. What commandos have discovered is that there's a very intricate network of tunnels underneath the compound, and that a lot of the women and children apparently have been held in subterranean bunkers this entire time, and they don't feel that they've reached all the women and children yet. We do know that some women and children have been evacuated from the mosque, but the numbers are not large, and it would tend to suggest that there are still quite a large number within the mosque.
There was some suggestion that some of those women and children might have been used as human shields. Do you have any information on that?
Well, this is what the government has been saying for a week now. They say that the women and children, many of the women and children who have been held in the mosque for the past week, have wanted to come out, but they've been prevented from doing so by Ghazi and his militants. And the suggestion is that Ghazi was essentially using these women and children as a tool to forestall a raid. Obviously, it did not work.
No independent confirmation of that, though.
We do hear from family members of people inside who have had some contact with the people inside say that in certain cases their loved ones have wanted to come out and have been prevented from doing so. So there is some evidence to suggest that the government is telling the truth on that.
Has the government provided any information about why it decided to end the siege today with this attack on the mosque?
They have. They attempted a last-ditch negotiation effort last night, and the negotiations went on through the night. And ultimately, President Musharraf was presented with a possible agreement, and he essentially rejected the agreement and suggested an alternative, and they brought that alternative to Ghazi, and he was given a certain number of minutes to respond, and he did not respond in time, and so the commandos went in.
And as far as you know, they're continuing to try to rout out those remaining.
Right. The surprise of the day really is that this operation is taking so long. The government had said repeatedly last week that they could oust the militants within an hour or so. When the operation began this morning, they said, well, it might take 2 or 3 hours, perhaps 3 or 4 hours. But here we are. It's gone from dawn to dusk here, and the operation is still well underway. And honestly, it does not seem like it's going to be wrapping up anytime soon. So I think that the government seems to have underestimated how fierce the resistance would be within the mosque.
What do you think will be the political fallout for Pakistani President Musharraf, who's already under pressure as a result of this long and bloody siege?
Well, I think that this raid was supposed to send a message to other militants in Pakistan, telling them essentially that they need to get in line, they need to stop carrying out attacks against the government, or they could meet a fate like Ghazi and his followers have met. But it's quite possible that militants interpret this prolonged fight today as a sign that the government is not as strong as it appears to be, and that they might perhaps feel emboldened to challenge the government further.
Griff Woody is a reporter for The Washington Post in Islamabad. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.